This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
Another North Dakota pheasant opener is in the books. Greg, opening weekend was a bit challenging with the wind out there, so some mixed results, I guess, right?
Yeah, some mixed results, depending upon where you're at. The birds that I found and the dogs flushed me, boy, did they hold nice and tight. So that's good to see, and I'm seeing good pheasant numbers, especially in north central North Dakota. And those counts vary across state. You can read through all that information on the Game and Fish Department website where our best numbers are actually coming from. But still a lot of great opportunities out there, so make sure and give the dogs another scoop of dog food and make sure and have a bunch of shells in your pocket because it's going to be an exciting pheasant season. And that upland game season goes all the way through the first part of January, so still a lot of great opportunities out there.
All right, good enough, Greg, and more on hunting opportunities when we come back.
Talk about a win-win. It's the best frozen pizza in the region, and here to help you reach your organization fundraising goal. Ole and Lena's Pizzeria offers more than 30 unique and delicious flavors. We also offer premium soups, cookies, and desserts. We drive anywhere in North Dakota to drop off your order for no charge. On average, each organization earns about 34% of their gross sales. Check out our website at oleandlinas.pizza or call us at 218-998-6537. Italian spice, Norwegian nice. That's Ole and Lena's Pizzeria.
Are you ready to rock? Sky Dancer Casino and Resort presents Hairball, the bombastic celebration of arena rock, celebrating 25 years with their silver anniversary tour on October 31st, with doors opening at 8. Known for their electrifying performances, Hairball delivers spot-on tributes to legendary bands like Van Halen, Kiss, Queen, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and more. Don't miss celebrating 25 years with Hairball on October 31st. Tickets are on sale now at SkyDancerCasino.com.
Talking fall hunting today on Outdoor Issues. And Greg, how about some reports on other birds outside of pheasants? I know migration is key right now, right?
Yeah, migration is key. You know, we have some species that don't nest in North Dakota. I noticed white-fronted geese. Even some reports of snow geese showing up in the state. Those sandhill cranes are starting to migrate into the state. And also when it comes to cranes, hunters are urged to be on the lookout for whooping cranes as well. And if you happen to see one, just observe them from a distance. Maybe snap that picture, call the department. But yeah, a lot of things are happening. And even if you're not a hunter, I've noticed a lot. We must have had a couple hundred robins in the yard just the other day that were migrating through. So keep those things in mind and get out and enjoy fall. It's a great time to be an outdoorsman in North Dakota.
Absolutely, Greg. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by Ole and Lena's Pizzeria, Italian spice, Norwegian nice, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit, and by Magic City Hoagies and Sweets in Minot, where the locals eat.